This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Eagles aren't going to the White House. The president cancels their visits. Rudy Giuliani talks about a couple of different things, including what's going on with this Russian investigation. Just another week as we kick off summer. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a great one this past couple of days and made it count over the weekend. Sometimes it's hard to bounce back. Like, we're whiners, aren't we? It's hard to bounce back after a Memorial Day weekend where you get an extra day or two, perhaps, and then it gets a little crazy as work piles up on you. So speaking of work, I'm going to start here first because we've been talking about this a lot, and you've really filled my mailbox with tons of questions about Kilauea. I talked about the fact that I've been to Kilauea. You can hear it behind me. I've been to Kilauea a few times, and once I was there when it was erupting, but it was really small. It wasn't what's happening now. Sunday, they had a quake that was so bad, you just saw a big, fat ash plume. Just picture this, if you can, in your mind, straight up into the sky, 8,000 feet. The good thing is no tsunami threat, which sometimes can happen. There were about 500 little quakes in the summit area of Kilauea in a 24-hour period over the weekend. They say it's the highest rate ever measured at the summit. So, and they've continued, the earthquakes have continued near there. So it's very, very strange. Bob Ney, former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us. Bob, have you ever been to Hawaii? Have you seen Kilauea on the Big Island?
Oh, I've been to Hawaii. Yes, very, very beautiful.
Not beautiful, though, for the people who live close to this volcano.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Sure.
Yeah.
Not now. I was just talking about that to a friend of mine today. It's just unbelievable. Mother Nature, move out of her path. I mean, it's just, I've never seen anything like it.
No, I haven't either. And then they had a terrible, eruption as well in Guatemala, and people are buried. They don't even know the full count, and of course they can't get close to the bodies they know that were buried in the massive eruption because it's too soon.
Right.
It's too hot. But can't go back to it.
And you know, Guatemala is, you know, terrible what's happened, and Hawaii, you know, there were some people that actually stayed, and now they're surrounded on the Big Island. I was reading an article about that.
Yeah. So wild what's happening with these volcanoes.
Horrible.
All right. Speaking of volcanoes of a different sort, Bill Clinton was thrown a real curveball today. He was asked about the whole Me Too thing and Monica Lewinsky, and he kind of stammered around the answer. He didn't know how to answer it. I'm surprised, look, when you get to this level, especially now the world we live in, it's called crisis communicators. I think that these politicians need to hire a few people to say, listen, when you're out there, you're going to still get questions, even whether they're testy or how they are. But he was asked about Lewinsky, and it was kind of a heated exchange with an NBC reporter. And, he said, I think it doesn't mean I agree with everything. I have some questions about some of the decisions which have been made, because he was sort of asked about Me Too. It was very strange.
Well, it was. It was strange for me because, you know, I worked with President Clinton. I was around him. I was just telling some Clinton stories to friends actually Sunday at a realty seminar I went to. They asked about him, and he could just move and maneuver through anything. You could, you know, he held through an impeachment and how he handled himself. And it amazed me when I saw this, especially how he answered, and you know, he was completely caught off guard. And I thought to myself, you know, I mean, is he slipping? He, you know, has to be prepared for this kind of thing, especially with Monica Lewinsky. But with the Me Too movement now, his answers that he just gave, I think, after everything that's happened, fell very, very short compared to if there had never been a Me Too movement, and the pressure to, make things right with women. I think it just was double worse for him. But I was shocked at how he answered, how he was caught off guard. And I don't know if he thought he did pretty good through it, but later on there were a lot of people on the Democratic side that were like, oh, wow, this wasn't good.
No. They need to do something about that fast. So while that's going on, the president calls off the Eagles visit because of the anthem dispute, saying, okay, so the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl. We already all know that tradition of the winning teams. But he said that some of the team disagreed with the president because he insists they stand proudly for the national anthem, hand on heart, in honor of the great men and women of our military and people of our country. And they wanted to send a smaller delegation, but he said the 1,000 fans planning to attend the event deserve better. So he's going to do a different kind of ceremony. He's going to do the United States Marine Band and Army Chorus, and they're going to play the national anthem, and he's going to be there.
Right. it was just unprecedented by the president. They ended up declining. And one of the fans, Eagles fans, told me, I guess a few wouldn't do it. And they said, well, the president's kind of penalizing the entire team, is what they said, because of a few. But I thought it was, especially, of course, for the Eagles, it's been quite a long time. So
yeah,
for them, I thought it was sad that it's happened.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And a lot is being made of Melania Trump making her first public appearance in 24 days. There's military families, that kind of stuff. And I guess there was all this speculation that she was the lady vanishing, but lo and behold, she appears.
Oh, I heard everything privately and publicly on this issue. In fact, on one show that I did, all the theories... that she was basically locked away by the advisors of the president. She had left him, everything under the sun. And of course, she appeared for the Gold Star. I mean, maybe she had a longer recuperation. Of course, people said, well, it wasn't that serious a deal. But, who knows? But, she showed up for the Gold Star Moms event.
Yep. Yeah, which was good. It's good that absolutely
right.
That she did that. No question
sure.
About that. Can't argue with that. Hey, just a couple minutes left, but this is a big one. Rudy Giuliani told CNN that despite the president's earlier tweet that he has the authority to issue a pardon to himself, he won't do it. He says, I can tell you as a lawyer, the pardon power won't happen here. And, of course, we're still going back to the whole Russia investigation thing.
Rudy Giuliani, Kate, is doing, you and I have talked about this since the first day he got on television with the president. He wasn't hired to be a lawyer. He doesn't do any legal advice for the president. He is a junkyard dog nipping at the heels of Robert Mueller. That is his job. His job is to twist this into the public realm. He's high profile. He's doing it so that people say, oh, they gave him a million documents. Oh, my goodness. He said, man up to the team. You don't need to subpoena him. He's trying to set the stage for when the president, this is what I argue, refuses to meet with Mueller, which is what the president will do. He will refuse.
That's what I think, too. Absolutely. All right, Bob
it.
Ney, thank you
thank
as
you.
Always. Sleep tight.
Okay,
nice. It's so fun to have Bob Ney on and get his perspective. Coming up next, in San Francisco, they're deciding on whether to ban flavored tobacco. The war on tobacco. Kevin McGurr joins us next on ATN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do it till you holler for more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me. I like to make my friends.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're hoping to have a conversation about this trend of municipal bans on flavored menthol tobacco. And that's happening across the country in a lot of different areas. One of the areas is San Francisco deciding on whether to ban flavored tobacco or not. So the question becomes, well, there's actually a lot that goes into this. You know, is why is there this trend? And look at what the FDA is saying. They've announced that some tobacco-based products contain flavorings that contain flavorings are actually safer than cigarettes. We've talked about this before here on America Tonight. Kevin McGurr joins us. He's in our virtual green room. He is an RN, MS, MPH. That's a whole lot of letters, which means clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
So let's talk about, first of all, the product itself. And I said this, that the FDA just announced that some of the products that have the flavorings are safer than cigarettes. So they talked about this continuum of risk, but what does that mean? What is the continuum of risk?
Well, the continuum of risk probably was initially identified by Public Health England, and although it was very controversial, but they asserted that, and they basically placed various tobacco and nicotine products on a list, on a continuum, of harm to individuals, and cigarettes were clearly the most harmful. At the other end were electronic devices and snus, or chewing tobacco. And essentially what they were beginning to grade was what's the potential of all these products to cause harm in the way of respiratory illnesses for individuals. They determined that electronic devices were 95% safer. I should acknowledge that in the American context, you know, some scientists felt that was a little bit overboard in terms of making such a grand percentage in terms of relative safety. I think more recently it's helpful for people to know more locally, the National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine have, while not endorsing electronic cigarettes, have asserted that they are definitely safer, and they looked at issues having to do with flavoring as well. And they also suggest that they definitely have a role and potential to reduce combustible tobacco use and lead people towards cessation from cigarettes altogether.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting, and I said this while we were waiting to bring you on. Is there some kind of a trend, it seems like, at this of these municipalities trying to ban flavored tobacco? And what does that really do for the people who are consuming it?
Well, I think that the trend probably is driven, and I certainly don't know for certain. It's conjecture on my part. And understandably, the legacy of the tobacco industry has not been very honorable. So I think that that legacy has left a significant reservoir of mistrust of anything that the tobacco industry might do. You probably know, Kate, that vaping or electronic devices were not initially developed by big tobacco. It was small manufacturers that basically began the market, and it's only more recently that the big tobacco companies have gotten on board. Forgive me, I forgot what your original question was.
What about the municipalities and how this is becoming a trend?
I think it's unfortunate. I think that there's an attempt to sort of chip away, you know, given that people have begun and the data indicates that more and more people are using electronic cigarettes. Now, I understand, of course, that and we have an interest, hopefully we all have an interest in keeping drugs out of the hands of all minors, you know, and that would include nicotine as well. And I think that there's been a lot of anxiety around the fact that younger folk have significantly reduced tobacco use at the same time that they have significantly increased their rate of electronic cigarette use as well. So, again, there's a lot of anxiety, and I think there's some misinformation about that the tobacco industry is targeting youth. I can't speak to whether they are targeting youth, and that theoretically the flavor appeals to youth. The data that I have read is that more adults are using flavored nicotine products than the adolescents. So by taking away that option for people, I think we're particularly putting people at risk to give up perhaps using electronic cigarettes and potentially returning to combustible tobacco use, which is clearly what we don't want to have.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, for anyone who's had to quit smoking, and they certainly have used this as a way to do it, that would be disastrous. And you know this, earlier this year, San Francisco and Berkeley city officials passed broad ordinances that prohibited the sale of flavored tobacco products, some that are now embraced by the FDA that we're talking about to take the place of cigarettes for adult addicts. So we're speaking with Kevin McGurr, clinical professor, School of Nursing, University of California, San Francisco. Kevin, what do your colleagues think? Is it kind of all over the board? I mean, they must have some opinions on this.
Well, that's a great question, Kate. And it is all over the board. And I think for the reasons that I just described, that there are many some scientists, some providers, some academics, you know, who are wary of the rise of electronic cigarettes, again, because of the historical legacy of the tobacco industry. The other issue is, which I don't endorse and I don't believe, and I know there's no data to this issue, that electronic cigarettes will become a gateway for people who have not been smokers. They'll pick up the habit with electronic cigarettes. They'll develop an addiction to nicotine, which can happen, and that will then lead them to using combustible tobacco. Again, there's no data with respect to that. I mean, even if that were to occur, it would likely occur in very, very small numbers. I think the important thing would be to look at, you know, are we going to be successful in the longer run in using that strategy for those who choose that strategy to move them either significantly reducing, if not in fact stopping, all combustible tobacco use.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting in your profession, and I have some family members who work, I have one in particular is a nurse that works at CHOP in Philadelphia. And, you know, there are a lot, because crazy hours, everything else, a lot of people who vape, a lot of nurses and a few doctors who vape, right?
Yeah, I don't have data on how many nurses and doctors vaping. And certainly I know, because I am a nurse, that, you know, historically, there were a lot of nurses who smoked, and ironically, particularly in my clinical area, mental health, they
yeah.
were the highest smokers, as were psychiatrists, you know, in terms of the physician group and smokers. But I think it's fair to say that that has changed significantly over the last 30 or so years, you know, subsequent to the Surgeon General report. I mean, the other thing I think is important, Kate, is, you know, some of the people who are in support of the ban have been using, and I understand this, the concern is that, again, tobacco industry is targeting poor people, people of color, poor, you know,
mm-hmm.
again, marginalized populations. Well, the fact is they are the people who are smoking. You know, middle and upper middle class people, by and large, are not smoking in the U.S. So it is important to, I believe, to target individuals, meaning health departments should be targeting those individuals. My area, of course, is working with people who have severe behavioral health problems, and they are the biggest smokers in the U.S. at this particular time. They smoke about 40% of all the cigarettes that are manufactured in the U.S. So I believe we should be targeting those individuals and providing them with a wide array of choices. Not pushing any particular product or choice on that individual, but allowing that individual to have a choice, again, trying to motivate him or her to actually reduce their tobacco use, combustible tobacco use.
Yeah, well said. Perfect place to end this. Kevin, thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he made some great points talking about what the demographics were, and particularly in his area, and seeing, you know, what would that do to some of those people. Coming up next, oh boy, a little bit of sports. We're going to throw it in. Invade the Man Cave. We're heading there next. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, Daniel.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The man who police say murdered six people in Arizona has been found dead in a hotel room in Scottsdale. The assistant police chief, Rich Slavin, describing how the victims are connected.
He had a divorce situation back in 2009 and 10. And during all of that time, he was related to all of the victims' in some way.
The killing started on Thursday. Two psychiatrists, two paralegals, and two others killed. Jones shot and killed himself at the hotel Monday morning as the SWAT team moved in. Leading up to the summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Singapore next week, the White House says there's been no change in policy against North Korea. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
We have sanctions on. They're very powerful, and we would not take those sanctions off unless North Korea denuclearized.
The two plan to meet June 12th to talk about denuclearization. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thanks for hanging with us here at America Tonight. We're going to seg into the man cave. I like to say we like to invade the man cave. And by the way, a lot of people are interested in what's happening this weekend in the world of sports, because there may be another Triple Crown winner. And it's all about Justify. And if Justify, the horse with a ton of speed, runs for the Triple Crown and gets it, lo and behold, here we go again after American Pharoah. That'd be pretty quick. We hadn't had a winner since Seattle Slew in 1977, but then American Pharoah came along. So now we could have, just a few years later, Justify doing it. We'll see what happens at Belmont. And, boy, this has gotten a lot of people pretty excited. Bob Baffert is the trainer of the horse Justify. And, of course, he was the trainer for the last Triple Crown winner, American Pharoah. So the jockey is Mike Smith. And I like this horse to take it. I think this horse is going to be our next Triple Crown winner. But the distance is tough at the Belmont, so who knows? And, of course, my uncle, who was a jockey in West Virginia, used to say, if the horse doesn't want to run, the horse doesn't want to run, and you can't force the horse to run. So it could be one of those days. But by all accounts, Justify really looks like a superstar. You got, you know, American Pharoah, who is the stud, now studying. And then you've got this horse, Justify, that has a darn good chance of being a Triple Crown winner. It's crazy. And this, again, is a horse with a ton of kick. And Justify was working out at Churchill Downs ahead of the Belmont. So getting him one final workout at Churchill Downs, you know, five giant furlongs, and they're just trying to get the horse ready the way Bob Baffert thinks the horse should be ready. And the impact of a Triple Crown is huge money-wise. For the horse, it's huge. You know, for 10 minutes, you got a crowd of 90,000 people. 90,000 people who scream, clap, and, you know, everything else. And then the people that tune in, because there is something still about the lure of a Triple Crown, even if you're not a huge horse racing fan. And a lot of money will be plunked down, I think, on this horse, just like we saw with American Pharoah. Although with Pharoah, since 1977, there was also something a little bit extra there, I suppose. And then coming up in a couple of days, they'll do the post positions, do the draw, and that'll be interesting to see what hole Justify breaks out of. In other words, where he comes out of the gate. In the meantime, there's this thing called hockey puck and stick going on that I'm a huge fan of hockey. I've talked about this before on the show. And you've got the Washington Capitals. You know, it's not all about what's going on with the president. It's about what's happening on the ice, the greatest show on ice. And the Capitals were thought to be, you know, the underdog in some people's minds against the upstart expansion team, the Vegas Golden Knights. But, boy, they have been slaying Marc-Andre Fleury, the goaltender for Vegas. In fact, check this out. This happened earlier on Monday night for a big power play goal and a hot lead for the Capitals.
Battle for the puck. Capitals regain control. Kuznetsov has it. Cross-ice pass and a shot. Score! John Paulson! Power play goal! 4-0 Washington!
Thanks to the Caps Radio Network for that. And the Capitals easily beating Vegas 6-2. They now have a 3-1 edge. That series goes back to Vegas. They could wrap them up in Vegas with this next one out of the gate, and there's a good chance of that happening. In the meantime, it's all about football, right? And we even do the nail the score thing here once we get into the regular season. We've had a couple of winners, but it's been a while since that's happened. The New England Patriots, believe it or not, are the favorites on the board in Las Vegas. A slight favorite over the Philadelphia Eagles, who won the Super Bowl last time around, beating the Patriots. Rob Gronkowski, one of the stars of the Pats team, talks about ready to get this thing started.
So I'll be there this week. I'll be full go. So looking forward to it. Can't wait to get back to work. And I'm excited. Going to be going there with my new buzz haircut, and can't wait to get going again.
Can't wait to get going again. Sad news while they get ready for the big camps, and of course now they're having a mandatory off-season workout, but former 49ers great Dwight Clark died at 61, had a battle with ALS. He made one of the most memorable plays in NFL history, and he certainly was a big part of the San Francisco 49er dynasty, but he'd been battling ALS since he felt some weakness, I guess, in his left hand a couple of years ago in 2015. And again, 61 years old. And his wife, you know, put out the news on his Twitter account saying, "I'm heartbroken to tell you that I lost my best friend and husband, but he passed away peacefully, surrounded by many of the people he loved most. I'm thankful for all of Dwight's friends, teammates, and 49er fans who have sent their love during his battle with ALS," which is very, very tough if you know anything about ALS. And the 49ers even had a Dwight Clark Day last season in a game against the Dallas Cowboys. And he really, truly was such a fan favorite because of the catch, because of what he did for the team, two-time Super Bowl champion, so a couple of Super Bowl appearances. and he leaves quite a legacy behind him. Dwight Clark, dead at the age of 61. In the meantime, we jump to tennis. Serena Williams, there's a cool HBO series out about Serena Williams and her husband and her new baby and her life. One of the most prolific tennis players ever America's ever produced, honestly. And people are waiting to see what Serena is going to do across the pond. The sisters were just knocked out doubles wise, but what's going on in singles? Because, you know, this is kind of that comeback deal for Serena Williams, but she was supposed to play Maria Sharapova. Unfortunately, she's saying she has to withdraw, and she had to withdraw because of an injury, a pectoral injury. And here's what she said at her press conference at the French Open.
Beyond disappointed. You know, I gave up so much, from time with my daughter to time with my family, and put everything on the court, all for this moment. It's really difficult to be in this situation, but I always, for now in my life, I just try to always think positive and just think of the bigger picture and hopefully the next events and the rest of the year.
Yeah, so, you know, she was saying she couldn't even, she's having trouble even serving, that she couldn't actually serve. So there's no way she could play. A big disappointment, I'm sure, for the fans who wanted to see her play, but she had no choice but to pull out. In the meantime, Rafa Nadal reaches the French Open quarters. You know nothing about tennis? This guy's a stud. You know how many matches he has won? He has won 234 matches, so just another win for him as he beat Maximilian Martera 6-3, 6-2, 7-6. So he moves into the quarterfinals, and boy, oh boy, he's that guy that loves to play on the clay. It's where, you know, you like slide around. That's what happens. Kind of visualize that, if you will. You slide when you hit those ground strokes for the most part. But anyway, sweet for Rafa Nadal. I got a great inside baseball Rafa Nadal story. I was in California covering a tournament in California. Do you guys really want to hear this? And the media, for some reason, they let the media sit with the players. Not like we were hanging out with them and sitting at their tables, but they were right next to us. So I was in line to get lunch, and he was in front of me, and it was like cafeteria style. And he was going out on the court. He got, check this out, 3 giant pieces of salmon and a pot of pasta. I've never seen salmon that big and a pot of pasta. I thought, there's like no way. He's going to go out on the court and after eating all that. And sure enough, he wolfed it all down, spoke to some of his fellow Spaniards, and boom, he was out on the court after that huge lunch. And of course, he's going to burn off a lot of fuel, and I understand that, but just the servings, the amount, was just staggering to me, just absolutely crazy. And I'd be remiss not to mention the NBA. Are you kidding? I've been glued to this. The Warriors and the Cavaliers might be boring for some, because this is part 4. The Warriors have the edge. They lead that series 2-0. But on Wednesday, there is the shift back to Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland. I know we have a lot of people listening in Ohio. And your Cavaliers need to get it together. The Warriors smothered them in the second game. The first game went into overtime, and they ended up winning that one, too. Steph Curry had a magical night on Sunday night, like LeBron James did in the first one, even though they lost. But Steph went off for a record 9 three-pointers in that 122-103 victory over the Cavs. That's Man Cave. Hang with us. We're going to the mailbag next.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
I have been dying to talk about the mail because it is, once again, overflowing, so thanks for that. Go to americatonightradio.com and you can email me your thoughts, no prob. So let's go to this first one as we dive in. This one is from Sam I Am, Kate, Arizona. That maniac murders a bunch of people, then he kills himself. I hate when the bad guys bail. Oh, yeah. So before he killed himself, he shot six people, and I guess some of them had a connection to this nasty divorce of his. They're trying to figure out the last couple of victims. They couldn't figure that out. But it's weird because Dwight Lamont Jones, his ex-wife and kid were safe. She had issued a statement. She said he was a very emotionally disturbed person, as all the court records would confirm. She said, I feared for my safety for the past 9 years. And they tracked him to a hotel in Scottsdale, and they cleared the surrounding rooms before they made the arrest, before trying to make the arrest. And then he fired, you know, 7 or 8 shots at the officers. Then it stopped, and they found that he had killed himself. So once he was surrounded, that was it. And it started quickly last Thursday afternoon. He killed a noted forensic psychiatrist, two paralegals, a counselor. All were shot within 24 hours of each other and within a 10-mile radius in Scottsdale and Phoenix. And, oh, my gosh, wow. Scary. And they figured it out. They got some tips, put it together, and that was it. And here's the thing. So the psychiatrist, I'm just going to say this for a second because I watched a bunch of clips about this, but the psychiatrist, this guy named Stephen Pitt, he was involved in a lot of high-profile cases, but he was examined, you know, Jones, this guy was examined by this doctor, the psychiatrist, under court order during the divorce proceedings because he was arrested on domestic violence charges, and that's what that was about. So he provided the expertise in the investigation into a couple of big cases, including JonBenet Ramsey. And he was an advisor to prosecutors in the Columbine High School shooting. He was a consulting expert in Kobe Bryant's sexual assault case. And boom, he was killed. And the same thing with the other people. They were just all part of this. So a Thursday, one shooting, then Friday, two people shot, then Saturday, one person shot. Wow. All right, now something completely different. This one is from David, and he says, Kate, all the Roseanne flap. Boy, I kind of, not kind of, I feel sorry for the people who worked on the show because for them, they're out of work, right? Yeah, definitely. Well, that's why you've had this a lot of reaction. So the show got 18, initially when it first kicked off, 18 million people were watching the Roseanne show. They were back. They were watching. That's huge for networks to get that many people. And even if it had the ratings had tapered a bit, they didn't taper that much, but once the comments, she made those comments about Valerie Jarrett, Twitter, boom, you know the rest of the story, then that was it. They were just quietly, not quietly, they were just saying, boom, you're done. This is done. This is over. And now I think some of the stars of the show and some other people that work behind the scenes are really realizing it, and because of all the requests they're getting to make comments and, you know, how do they feel about it? And, of course, they're not going to feel great about it because they lost a lot of jobs. They lost a job that was, you know, that was paying them. Okay, how about this one? Let's see. Let's go to this. This one is from Newt. I love the name Newt. And Newt says, wow, Kate, Bill Clinton, you think he would be better at handling questions? Of course, he could always get asked questions about Monica Lewinsky. And he's promoting a book, so what does he think he's going to get asked? Yeah, he did a segment on the Today Show. He's promoting the book, and he was asked the question, looking back on what happened then, through the lens of hashtag me too, do you think differently or feel more responsibility? And he said he felt he owed no personal apology to Lewinsky, saying his public repentance was enough. He said, I've never talked to her. Nobody believes that I got out of that for free. So, but it was a very awkward, let's put it this way, it's a very awkward exchange. And he's going to get asked those questions, especially now with what's happening in the country. All right, here's one from James H. James H. says, hi, Kate. I don't know if you noticed this or not. I'm sure you did. How about the Supreme Court ruling for the baker who refused to make the same sex couple's wedding cake? Are you surprised by that ruling? I'm not surprised by the ruling. Here's the thing. The court was divided on the the idea of the, you know, the bakery refusing to create a custom wedding cake for this same-sex couple. It was a 7-2 verdict, and the 7-2 verdict criticized the state's treatment of Jack Phillips, the religious objector to gay marriage in 2012, several years before the practice was legalized nationwide. So this has been a long-awaited decision. Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote the court's decision against the same-sex couple, Charlie Craig and Dave Mullins. And, you know, again, so much has changed since then, but he acknowledged that business owners generally cannot deny equal access to goods and services under a neutral public accommodations law. Otherwise, he said, a long list of persons who provide goods and services for marriages and weddings might refuse to do so for gay persons, thus resulting in a community-wide stigma inconsistent with the history and dynamics of civil rights laws. There were a couple of dissents. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor, but the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the baker and affirmed that the government must respect religious beliefs in this case. So a vendor can choose the products he sells, but not the customer he serves to, is what some people were saying. And that wasn't right. I don't think we've heard the last of this argument. I think we're going to hear more people expressing concern about it and more people saying, I think it was the right decision. I mean, it's a good thing to ask you. What do you think? Flip in your 2 cents. You can do that by jamming on the digits, 855-266-5283. Or just toss me an email, DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. DelaneyMediaGroup@live.com. Or AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com. So pretty easy to get to the show. I want to throw in one more. How about this from Brad, listening to us in Austin? He says, hey, Kate, did you see the story about the bottle of whiskey that cost $65,000? Can you ever foresee any time in your life where you would spend that much money? Never. But it was Macallan, which is huge, 1824. It was distilled after World War II. That's what they call it. It was distilled after World War II, so that's a big deal. Because you can't go back in time, right? You got the now and you got the product, but $65,000. You got to have money to burn if you can spend that kind of do-re-mi. Thanks to you, that guy in the back, and Donovan for listening. Maybe he's not listening. I don't think. Maybe he is. Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.